joined here in the studio with Melissa. Good morning, Melissa. And do you want to introduce our other guests here?
Yeah, so we have Justina Hotch and Gina St. Clair calling in from Clequon. And are you both there?
We are. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Good morning. We're having lots of fun here with the technology. Before we get into our program, Joni did just mention it, but I'll mention it again. And that is that the Lynn Canal Local Food Network is hosting a garden program this Saturday, November 4th, from 10 to 3 at the Chilcat Center. There's going to be a facilitated discussion from 10 to 2, and then time to think about a vision and next steps from 1 to 3. There's a catered lunch. I guess they'd like an RSVP back on that, that will run from noon to 1:30. And for more information, contact Erica Merkland at 314-0628 or ericajane@yahoo.com. And that's ericajane@yahoo.com. So we hope people can attend that. And I think Eric is going to be on the radio with me for Garden Conversation on November 30th. So, Justina and Gina, please describe what Clequon's doing for providing food for the community. Why is food security especially important in Clequon? How is the village addressing the goal? What's the role of the school?
This is Justina. First of all, I just want to say that as someone who is not from Clequon and did not grow up here, I feel really honored to be able to learn from family and other Clequon community members. We know that the people of Clequon and Deshu have sustained themselves for generation upon generation with no grocery stores ever needed. And the value of caring for the land so that will sustain the people is something that our families and community members always emphasize in our learning with students. And, you know, children have always had important roles in traditional and customary food ways. And we learn about how children helped with their family gardens here in the village. And we, here at the school, we want to really continue that way of being. So we're really fortunate that we get to partner with the Heritage Center and with Chilcat Indian Village to help with community food production, basically in any way we can. Through the growing season, we help with the community garden and food distribution. Next year, we'll start growing potatoes at the school for the community. We've done some surveys to find out what are the priority vegetables that community members would want us to be growing, both in the garden and with our hydroponics program. And as the community works to develop a community composting, we'll be helping with that as well.
Okay, you've got a lot going on there. That's amazing. Are you having a chance to check out the Marvin's Garden composting project here in town?
Yeah, so actually Tracy Wyrack, as part of our partnership with Tok Chinook Watershed Council, has started a composting with the students here at the school. That's kind of on pause over the winter, but we'll continue having a small composting system here at the school.
Okay. You know, and you bring up the whole thing of many, many generations not having grocery stores. And that's just something for all of us to think about.
Yeah.
The idea of sustaining ourselves completely. Yeah. So, Gina, in the winter, it's hard to get fresh produce. But Clequon is addressing that, I guess, with a hydroponics project to provide winter food.
Right.
Yeah.
And this has been going on we're in the second year of our project. And I'm just going to let Justina say a few words about how this got started. She was here when it got started.
Yeah, so Chatham, Clequon School is part of Chatham School District, and the school district received a grant from the Department of Education to start a hydroponics program, initially in Angoon, and that was incorporated into their science courses. So that was the first year, and then the second year, a group of high school students from Angoon, along with the district coordinator, brought the four tents here to the school. And the high school students set up the tents and the system, and they transplanted our first seedlings with our students here at school.
So that was last year. And so this year we've actually received some more equipment, and we currently have three different pieces of hydroponic equipment. One is a tower, and that's the one that I have gotten going this year, and actually, yesterday, we served our first salad for the school hot lunch program. And
that was so cool.
That was pretty exciting. And we're actually having salad again today. The kids have been helping with this. The kids helped to put the seeds in what's called the rock wool, which is what you use for starting seeds for a hydroponic system. They helped with transplanting. And they will be helping with harvesting. This is my first go at hydroponics. So there's been a big learning curve, and even just harvesting, you know, one method would be to harvest the whole thing right at one time, or to what we call pick and go. And so, which is what I'm doing right now. So I'm basically just picking daily salad greens. We had some challenges in the beginning because, like I said, this is new to me. Just germinating the seeds was a little bit challenging. So I have kind of a variety of plant sizes in that tower right now. But I'll just have to say the tower is awesome. It is, and there's many different kinds of towers out there. This particular tower has a light source in the center, mm-hmm. and then the plants grow around the light source. So it's kind of two half circles that hinge and can be pulled apart to harvest and add water, et cetera. And then it closes up and encircles the light.
And what is the name of that one?
It's called, the company is called Fork Farms. And you can go to the Fork Farms website, and they sell these directly to the public. They have a big part of Fork Farms is the educational component.
Uh-huh.
And so they have a lot of support for me as the hydroponic coordinator at the school, which has been really invaluable. So they have a lot of support, you know, if you were to buy one of their systems.
And so is that, you say you're harvesting, when you harvest, then do you have to plant all over again? Or are you harvesting, like you said, some of them are germinated more slowly, so you have a staggered growth?
I'm going to continue harvesting kind of daily for now and just see how much I can get from the plants. I already have seeds started for the next go-around.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of hoping to harvest until these new seedlings are ready to transplant. And then we'll harvest all of it at that point and get the new seedlings in right away. This lettuce is obviously so fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It will keep in the refrigerator for a couple of weeks.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Once we do our big harvest, we're still going to have lettuce, mm-hmm. you know, for our school lunches.
Be nice if you could time that with Christmas break or something.
Yeah, or Thanksgiving coming up. You know, so the idea is to keep stuff growing in this tower. And I'll just quickly talk about the other two systems we have. We have the tents, which Justina was talking about. Last year, they had a system where they did grow the lettuce and the basil in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we are going to grow tomato plants in the tent. And that just we haven't started yet because we're waiting for some nutrients to get here.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully that'll get started before Christmas so mm-hmm. that but when the kids come back after Christmas, we'll have some good sized plants going. And, you know, I mean, tomatoes take a while. So
yeah, yeah.
They would probably be in there then until the end of the year.
Wow. I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have this other system that we've just gotten, and it is called a Sanan Bio. And it basically is two trays with lights over each tray. It's about 3 feet by, it's approximately 3 feet by 3 feet, maybe a little more, maybe 3 feet by 4 feet. And we're going to grow herbs in that. So we should have we'll be having a lot of basil and then other herbs for use in the kitchen. And anytime we have excess, that will go to the community. With the one tower right now, I'm kind of focusing on school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping to get another tower. Then we would definitely be able to put food in the local mercantile for the villagers to partake in.
Now, are these LED lights in them in your
yes.
group? Things good.
Yes, good. This power is LED. The lights really don't produce very much heat.
Mm-hmm.
The tower itself can hold 288 plants.
Holy moly, that's huge.
Yeah, but because this is lettuce, and lettuce is rather bushy, we plugged every other hole. So we basically have 144 lettuce plants.
Wow.
And they say it'll produce 25 pounds of fresh food every 28 days.
Wow.
And I could see that because when I do a harvest, I should get my kitchen scale, but I'm probably harvesting 3 or 4 pounds for the school lunch.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
It's impressive. It's really beautiful to see all this green lettuce right now. And if people want to come out and see this tower, they're welcome to come out to Klukwan and take a look at it because it's pretty, I'm impressed. I'll just say that. I'm impressed. And
and are you growing your choice of seeds, or do you have to have a subscription to the company?
No, they have a store, and you can buy their seeds. Their seeds are pelleted, which makes the planting really easy.
Mm-hmm.
We've used up the pelleted seeds. So I've been sourcing seeds locally, and I'll put a plug in to Haynes Home and Found Root. Those companies have donated seeds to our hydroponic program. And those are just regular seeds. And I asked them for, you know, seeds from this year. So to help with our germination, it's a little trickier, especially lettuce. Those are tiny little seeds. And having the kids plant those it's a little bit harder, but doable, totally doable. And so that's what we're growing right now, all just regular lettuce.
Okay. Seeds. So you don't have to use the seeds from the company. You can go independently if you want to.
Correct. And so you can grow your favorite lettuce. You can grow arugula. You can really grow pretty much whatever types you want to grow, I would say.
Okay, that's exciting. What kind of challenges have you had other than this being new to you?
I would say the biggest challenge has been the germination. When we get the flats started and they germinate, I'm only getting about maybe 75% germination and maybe not even that much. And I'm not sure why. I don't know if it's so I've been studying on the internet about using the rock wool, and some say leave a little water in it, some say leave no water. So I don't know. I haven't hit the magic way to do it yet. But so like anything, you just keep trying. But really, that's been the biggest challenge. Everything else has just been so much fun. It was really fun transplanting the seedlings into the tower. And then the other thing I do it every day. You only have to really do it twice a week, but I check the pH and the nutrient level of the water in the tank, and you add it uses water. So you do have to add water. I check the water level, and when you add water, you're diluting the nutrients. And so we have a little meter that measures the nutrients and the pH. And so when the nutrients are a little bit down, a little bit low, I add a little bit more nutrients to bring that level up. And then the pH could, as the plants consume the nutrients, the pH inches upward. And so there's a solution called pH down that you add, okay, maybe a teaspoon or tablespoon, to keep all the numbers, you know, just right.
Right. Okay. You have to be on top of it.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, we are out of time. There's so much great information. Uh-huh. If somebody wants to come out to the school to see this in action, then they should contact the school to let them know they're coming, or just show up, or what?
Sure. Yes. They could call. They can also just show up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, between school hours of between 8 and 3:30 or 4, okay, our doors are open, and just check in with the office is what they just need to check in with the office, and okay, someone will be happy to show them the hydroponics.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Gina and Justina. This is great. Exciting stuff.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. And thank you, Melissa, for getting that together. That was really informative for those of us who've been thinking about, you know, doing hydroponic things. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right. That was a Garden Conversation, heard every Thursday morning here on your community radio station, KHNS, Haynes.